We Americans can get pretty self-obsessed, and let's face it, it's worse around election time. But the rest of the world also has a lot riding on who gets elected president here. And I was joined recently in a global town hall discussion all about what the rest of the world expects and fears from the next president of the United States. The event was staged here in New York at our WNYC studios by the America Abroad radio show from PRI. You'll hear from Nina Khrushcheva, professor of international affairs at the New School, and also Michael Oppenheimer, professor of international relations at New York University. And we started with a question from a listener who connected with us from over 5,000 miles away on a Skype line from Cairo.
In Egypt, we know Hillary Clinton well since the days when she was Secretary of State. We're not sure who is going to be better for the world and the Middle East in particular, but we have a fear from the previous policies of Hillary Clinton, especially during the time of the Arab Spring. But Donald Trump, we have no idea what he's up to. So we're not sure which one. I mean, most Egyptians that I ask, at least in the street, would say Trump. They would choose Trump, strangely enough. But he has the bravado that we as emotional Middle Eastern people would accept, rather than being the Iron Lady, as you mentioned before. But I wanted, actually, if you don't mind, if I can ask a question to the panelists.
Go right ahead.
Maybe this question is more for Michael Oppenheimer. Don't you think that the resolution of the Arab-Israeli conflict is actually something that the next president should be on the top of his agenda? Because that was the core of everything bad that went into this area in the last 50, 60 years. And I think the solution of this problem will solve many, many others. Is this something that would be on the top of an agenda of an American president?
My guess is no. I mean, I think that this has taken huge amounts of diplomatic investment from a succession of American presidents, with no lasting positive results. Those efforts, I suppose you could argue, have helped to manage the conflict, in a sense, but they haven't resolved the fundamental issues. And in fact, the fundamental issues now are even more intractable than they have been previously because of the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands and so forth. So given the long shot that a Middle East peace represents, but I don't think she'll invest very heavily in that kind of an outcome.
And one of the points I think that you're making here, if I can boil it down a little bit, is that with all of the competing interests and competing priorities that the United States finds itself dealing with, especially in the Middle East now, what's perceived as a tilt toward Iran with the Iran deal upset Saudi Arabia, managing the Saudi relationship, trying to get their help with ISIS, trying to get Iran's help with ISIS while disavowing any connection to Shiite militias. This is not an entanglement. This is a morass. And it seems like the Israel relationship, for as unstable as it can be, is the most stable thing going right now.
It is, and Israeli security is as solid, if not more so, than it's been in a very long time. I mean, it enjoys military superiority. It has now improving relations with many of the Arab states who have a common interest in containing Iran. I don't see a lot of pressure here on her to do some heroic peace negotiation.
Nina, you want to weigh in?
I just want to say that I can tell you how America would start paying attention. Putin goes out tomorrow and says, I'm going to be peace builder between Israel and Palestine. America would jump in immediately and would start to compete with him on that subject.
So it's possible in our fantasy scenario here that maybe Vladimir Putin would want to give President Clinton something else to worry about if she has all these
I think he always does. I mean, he keeps her on her toes at all times. The point, I mean, it may be a joke, but the point is that the next president should be very aware that Putin is always around the corner lurking and looking for something that he can step in and claim his global importance, because Barack Obama told him he is just a regional power and he will do anything in his power not to be that.
That's just a small part of my conversation with Michael Oppenheimer, Nina Khrushcheva, and also Michael Powell of the Economist Intelligence Group. You can hear it in full at PRI.org/America Abroad. And for more election news that you're not hearing anywhere else, head over to PRI.org/unconvention.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.